that's a
watermelon. He's good. The watermelon tastes the mushroom. He's the most tomato.
Now that's which one?
That's a little tapping.
Well, what was that other one that you don't eat?
Skill pot.
Oh, now, I never heard of that before.
Well, they just go down there. You can go down there and start fishing, and them little things will come out there, and some of them won't be over that big around. And they'll grab your hook and run off with it. And a lot of times, I just catch them, and I just put them out there and take my knife to his head off and throw it over the bank.
What does his shell look like?
Well, it looks just like a turtle shell, only they don't never get big and hard like a... They'd be pretty good size.
They live in the water all the time?
Yeah, they stay in the water all the time.
Now, a turtle has to be around the water.
Yeah, well, old turtle, he can get out and walk. Now, Skillfoot ain't going nowhere. But old turtle, if he don't like this pond, yeah, he'll go hunt him another.
He will?
See him crossing the road, yes, sir. I seen one the other day crossing the road somewhere. I've seen him, oh, big as that fan, crossing the road.
Good heavens, that's 14 inches across.
I've heard of them will weigh 100 pounds, you know, catch them out of the river on hooks, big black river.
Well, now, is the shell of a turtle and a terrapin different?
Well, not much different.
I mean, in the shape or the...
Yeah, it's a turtle shell, you know. Old turtle, he has a big, and a little terrapin, he's got round as that.
Oh, I see.
He never gets no size of a terrapin, though. You can find a terrapin shell where you've been... died and be walking along through the woods sometimes, you see, and everything done come off, it'll be there plumb white.
There's a shellfish that you find in a creek and it moves backward.
I never
had little claws.
I never had nothing to do with him.
You call anything? Crawfish or?
Yeah, it's crawfish.
Is a crawfish and a crawdad the same thing?
I don't know.
Okay. There's another kind of shellfish that people think is very good to eat. I think they probably have a lot down around the Gulf Coast. Some people have them in cocktails. They'll have, bread them and fry them. They have little tails on them.
Shrimp. Is that what you call shrimp?
Mm-hmm. If you had more than one of those, you'd have three or four.
You'd have three or four shrimp, but I don't know why you'd call them that away. I'm measuring by a pound or by a sack full or what you're measuring by.
Oh, I see. All right, there's an insect that you see flying around a candle or a light.
Well, now we have a lot of candle flies and different little old bugs that fly around lights.
Is a candle fly the same as a miller?
I wouldn't know.
Okay, what is the insect that eats your wool clothes?
That's a moth.
All right, now, are they the same as candle flies?
I don't think so.
Do they look different?
Yeah, a little old moth that eats your clothes. He's a little old, slim-looking little old thing. Not very wide. You get in there, and the first thing you know, you ain't got no clothes. Wool clothes, you know.
If you see more than one moth, you might say, hey, we've got a lot of
moths. I heard a fellow say the other day, a fellow had too many roaches.
Oh. I think one roach is too many roaches.
I think so, too.
Well, you're talking about roaches now. When you think of a roach, do you think of a, what does it look like?
You ain't never seen one.
Well, I'm asking, and this isn't on the interview, I'm asking for my own information because we have exterminated something that they call roaches, but I don't think of them as being roaches. So what do you think of as a roach?
Well, what I call a roach is a little old, it won't be over 3/4 of an inch long, and it'd be a flat little old thing,